Australia's first Indigenous firefighter team was formed in Sydney last week under the Fire and Rescue New South Wales IFARES program. The All Aboriginal Platoon has already made an impact on the community by acting as a positive role model for Indigenous children, breaking down barriers associated with people in uniforms and being a model of diversity. Craig Aldridge is the Aboriginal Inclusion and Diversity Officer at Fire and Rescue New South Wales. He told The Wire's Heloise Vice about the program and how it was created.
It was a response to a public event where some Aboriginal community members actually said that they struggled with the recruitment process for the general recruitment of firefighters. Then the firefighters that were involved in that day actually took a step back and said, how can we develop a program that will increase Aboriginal employment through the Fire Brigade, as well as give people a good understanding of what the Fire Brigade is about.
What's the influence of the first all-Aboriginal fire and rescue platoon been like in the community?
Aboriginal people can make fantastic firefighters, and it gives our organisation the ability to reach into Aboriginal communities to develop strong relationships and deliver messages around home fire safety and being safe around fires and to be able to protect your family and protect your property.
What does the recruitment process look like at this stage for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people?
We've had about 80 to 90 people complete the program, and about 60 people have gone on to become firefighters. Five of those will be with the ACT Fire Service. We'll try to keep it exactly the same, so there's that level of integrity, so no one can say to us, you know, you got into the Fire Brigade because you're Aboriginal, and things like that, where sometimes that's stereotyped across different places. Through the IFARES program, every participant gets the opportunity to complete a certificate for in fitness. This is something that is not done in the general recruitment. It covers the educational requirement when they do undertake the general recruitment process. Plus, it also enables people to then become gym instructors and work within the fitness industry.
A separate independent career pathway for Aboriginal people in the Fire and Rescue Department. Is that more of an economic imperative, or is it a broader attempt to reinstate cultural heritage?
It provides Aboriginal people with an opportunity to experience what it is to become a firefighter. With the increase of Aboriginal people coming into the Fire and Rescue in New South Wales, it does open up doors around culture and inclusion. It is an avenue to develop an understanding of what it is to become a recruit firefighter. We actually have our 2019 IFARES class graduating tomorrow night from the program, and then they'll undergo the general recruitment process in August as part of the program. And with any luck, many of them will then become firefighters in the new year.
Craig Aldridge, Aboriginal Inclusion and Diversity Officer at Fire and Rescue New South Wales, speaking to The Wire's Heloise Bias.